What happens when you release a swarm of mosquitoes into a room full of influential thinkers? Bill Gates discovered the answer in 2009 when he opened a jar during his TED Talk on malaria, telling the audience, "There's no reason only poor people should have the experience." The stunt wasn't just theatrical, it was strategic genius. That single moment helped his presentation reach 2.5 million viewers and sparked conversations that would reshape global health funding. This is the essence of what separates forgettable presentations from those that ignite movements, the ability to make ideas stick through emotional impact. Since going online in 2006, TED has become the masterclass in public speaking, reaching 1.5 million daily viewers across 90 languages. By studying over 500 of these presentations, we can decode what transforms ordinary talks into extraordinary experiences that people remember years later. The most powerful presentations don't just inform, they create jaw-drop moments that put audiences in full receiving mode, sparking conversations that continue long after the applause fades. Technique means nothing without genuine fire. When Amy Mullins walked onto the TED stage in 2009, she didn't see herself as someone who had overcome disability. She saw her prosthetic legs as superpowers. Research shows that highly charismatic people measurably shift everyone's mood within 2 minutes. Your enthusiasm creates biological contagion. Finding that spark requires better questions. Instead of, "What are you passionate about?" which often yields blank stares, try, "What makes your heart sing?" The CEO of the California Strawberry Commission discovered his heart sang not for strawberries, but for the American dream they represented, his immigrant parents working fields, building something lasting. Monk Matthew Ricard, whose brain scans show excessive activity in his left prefrontal cortex, making him scientifically one of the happiest humans alive, approaches every talk asking, "Is my motivation selfish or altruistic?" When your goal shifts from impressing people to genuinely helping them, nervousness dissolves. Economics professor Larry Smith channeled frustration into his TEDx talk, "Why You Will Fail to Have a Great Career," reaching over 2 million views. Professor Melissa Cardone's research revealed that perceived passion ranked third in funding decisions, above education or experience. Civil rights attorney Brian Stevenson earned TED's longest-standing ovation with 10% credibility building, 25% data, and 65% emotional storytelling. Princeton psychologist Yuri Hassan's research reveals why. During personal stories, listeners' brains mirror the storyteller's brain activity, a neural mind meld. Lauren Silbert's fMRI study showed identical brain regions activating simultaneously in both parties. Stories engage the whole brain, language, sensory, visual, and motor areas, while bullet points only stimulate language processing. The most compelling communicators use three story types. Personal stories create connection. Dan Ariely shared how burn unit nurses ripped off his bandages despite his pleas, sparking his research into irrational decisions. Stories about others transform abstractions. Sir Ken Robinson's record-breaking TED Talk featured choreographer Gillian Lynn, misdiagnosed with a learning disorder until a doctor recognized she was simply a dancer. Brand stories add depth. Producer Peter Guber calls storytelling his biggest competitive advantage. When crafting stories, use vivid language but eliminate cliches and jargon. Amanda Palmer's acclaimed TED Talk, The Art of Asking, succeeded because she spent 4 months perfecting her 12-minute presentation, thanking 105 people for their input in a 30-page blog post. Her mentor, Thomas Dolby, advised her to be totally authentic. But here's the paradox. Authenticity requires digging deep, choosing words that represent how you feel, and ensuring your body language aligns perfectly with your message. The most successful TED Talks contain about 3,400 words delivered at 190 words per minute, slightly faster than audiobook narration because in-person presentations benefit from gestures and facial expressions. Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor rehearsed her famous presentation 200 times. A National Security Agency study found observers using audio alone were 55% accurate in detecting lies, video alone 65% accurate, while both together achieved 85% accuracy, proof that body language significantly impacts effectiveness. Research by Dr. David McNeil shows complex thinkers use complex gestures, giving audiences confidence. Follow four principles. Use gestures rather than hiding hands. Use them sparingly and naturally. Save expansive gestures for key moments and keep them within your power sphere, eyes to belly button. Harvard social psychologist Amy Cuddy's research reveals adopting power poses, stretching out your arms for 2 minutes before presenting, increases testosterone and lowers cortisol, making you feel more confident. Deep sea explorer Robert Ballard creates jaw-drop moments that put audiences in full receiving mode. Developmental biologist John Medina explains humans possess an incessant curiosity and a deep desire to understand the world, drives as powerful as hunger. Dopamine acts as the brain's natural save button. When present during learning, we remember. When absent, nothing sticks. Hans Rosling transformed statistics into a viral sensation through Gapminder software that turns boring numbers into enjoyable animations. His 5 million view TED Talk debunked myths about the Western world versus Third World, narrating like a sportscaster as country bubbles bounced across the screen. Susan Cain argued, there's zero correlation between being the best talker and having the best ideas. Seth Godin explained that in a society with too many choices, most things get ignored. You're driving down the road and you see a cow, and you keep driving. But if the cow was purple, you'd notice it. Why 18 minutes? Thinking is physically exhausting. Dr. Paul King's research reveals cognitive backlog builds as presentations lengthen. As information accumulates, audience anxiety increases and mental capacity diminishes. Despite weighing only 3 pounds, the brain consumes disproportionate glucose and oxygen. An 18-minute talk leaves audiences with enough brain power to share your ideas. Michael Pritchard's TED Talk demonstrated multi-sensory presentation by transforming filthy water into clean drinking water before the audience's eyes, attracting over 3 million views. Dr. Richard Mayer's research confirms that presentations using visual, auditory, and kinesthetic inputs significantly improve learning outcomes. When the brain builds both verbal and visual models, mental connections strengthen dramatically. Because vision trumps all other senses, effective presenters use pictures instead of text. Al Gore's Nobel Prize-winning presentation used simple animations showing the sun's rays hitting Earth and trapped infrared radiation to explain complex climate science. TED represents the death of traditional PowerPoint. While average slides contain 40 words, TED presenters rarely use that many on a single slide. The picture superiority effect demonstrates that visual concepts are far more memorable. Hear information alone, and you'll remember about 10% after 3 days. Add a picture, and recall soars to 65%. People can remember over 2,500 pictures with 90% accuracy days after seeing them for just 10 seconds each. Lisa Christine's TEDx presentation about modern slavery used impeccable timing, beginning each narrative before revealing corresponding images, forcing the audience to listen carefully. Amanda Palmer recreated her street performer experience by walking on stage with a milk crate, veil, and flower, exactly as she had done as the 8-foot bride living statue. These multi-sensory experiences don't just inform audiences, they immerse them in worlds they've never experienced. Authenticity outshines polish. Oprah's advice? Identify your lane and stay in it. Successful people discover their core purpose and become the best version of themselves, not someone else's. Sheryl Sandberg connected powerfully by admitting she doesn't do it all, sharing how her daughter clung to her leg before a business trip. Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor transformed her stroke talk by adding raw emotion. My spirit soared free, like a great whale gliding through the sea of silent euphoria. Vulnerability turned both presentations from good to extraordinary. present your content to a friend first, you're more likely to let your real self emerge. Practice daily until mechanics become automatic, freeing your mind to tell your story dynamically. Don't be the dancer counting the steps out loud. Ideas are the currency of the 21st century. Your ideas can change your life and the world, but only if you share them authentically and passionately. Every presentation is an opportunity to spark change and leave your audience different than you found them. That's not just public speaking, that's leadership in its purest form.